how much can you really replace humans in the sales process? Thomas Ryan thinks you can replace people a lot, and perhaps more than you might even think. He joins me today from Big Lee Sales on this bonus episode of The Business of Tech. Looking to reach an audience of thousands of MSPs and IT service providers? Put your ad right here on The Business of Tech and be on the show that 64% of MSPs report having listened to, a recurring top 50 tech news podcast. There are affordable options for you to reach our audience, and we can support any budget. Podcast listeners are more engaged, have a higher level of brand retention, and are more willing to listen to ads here than any other avenues. Want to know more? There's information at mspradio.com/engage, including a button to book a time to talk. Look forward to that discussion. Well, Thomas, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Dave. I really appreciate it. It's going to be fun.
So I want to start with sort of the headline here. Tell me about AI sales and agents and how they change the sales process.
Sure. So we automate the lead intake process. I'll tell you a little bit about what we're doing and, you know, just in general, how I see the world going. What we're doing right now is we're primarily using SMS when someone fills out form on Facebook, on TikTok, on a landing page, wherever, it comes into your system. And depending on the company, you know, if it's someone with a great sales team, maybe they get to that lead within a couple of seconds or a minute. Like Rocket Mortgage is one that struck me that I hit send one time and instantaneously my phone started ringing. I was so impressed. Right. But a lot of companies, that doesn't happen. If the lead comes in after hours, no one gets to it till the next morning. Maybe they don't see it for a couple of days. And speed to lead is the most important thing for closing. So we automate that entire process that as soon as a lead comes in, we have the SMS start following up with that lead automatically and sending out text messages using natural language to book that person into an appointment. And we go back and forth with them until that person booked.
Walk me through a little bit of the specifics of how that agent works. Like, is it, you know, how much is it emulating humans? Like, how much do you program it? Like, give me a little insight into how those sales agents are built.
Yeah, sure thing. So what we do is we take all the company information and we put it into a vector database. So we'll take the most common questions that are asked. We have, you know, a list of the 20 most common sales questions. What are your benefits? How do you compare to others? What are your reviews like? How long does it take to implement? You know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, whatever the most common questions are, what's the cost? And then we put all the answers in and we feed all that information to the AI. We can also feed any technical specs, any, you know, really anything that we want. And we can feed as much data as we want. And then we put that into a vector database so the AI can grab it very quickly. And without having to read the entire thing, which really drives up the price. So it knows exactly where to go. It can find the right bit of information and, without using a ton of tokens.
I mean, you're tying into people's account, like to the calendar systems to get appointments booked. Is that like how it moves it to the next stage of the process?
Yeah, we have it done internally in our system. We built out a calendar type system. We built out something like Calendly as well. And, then we'll hook that up to Outlook or we'll hook that up to Gmail, right to the Gmail calendar. So it integrates back and forth. And, you know, I mean, that's our solution, right? That's the solution that we came up with for that piece. And, you know, we also have a landing page generator with an identity management system that sits on top of there. So if you are funneling leads in or you do want to know who's coming to your landing page, we can actually get most of the individuals. As soon as they hit the landing page, we have their name, we have their cell phone, we have their email, we have their home address, the value of that home, their approximate income, and probably about 20 other data points, how many kids they have, et cetera.
Now, who's really successful at this? The way you're talking about it, it kind of implies consumer. obviously, I could see that there might be more uses. Like, what are the great customer connections and use cases that you're focused on with the solution?
So we're doing insurance. We're doing home services right now, some financial, some things around real estate. So usually more B2C. And the reason for that is those are the guys who have a really high volume of lead, right? The B2B, there are less volume of lead coming in. And typically you want to nurture those a little bit more, where they're a little more protective of those things coming in. This will work for B2B as well. But we're really targeting, like, you know, from my sales standpoint, is someone's doing, you know, life insurance, right? Someone's doing health insurance. There's, you know, if they need Medicare, right? That's a great client for us, because there's going to have a huge volume of lead coming in that they need to process. And to automate that process and take it out of people's hands is just, you know, you're never going to reach out as many times as the AI. You're not going to remember to do it. You're not going to, you know, so the AI can reach out 50 times in 2 weeks and do it via text. And we're integrating a voice solution in there as well that's going to work seamlessly with the text using natural language.
Oh, cool. So like, where do you think the right spots for automation around the sales process are? Because obviously one of the things that we talk all the time about in sales is, you know, you're building a relationship, you're building an engagement. We don't want to lose human touch to this. Like, what are the areas that you look and say, these are the ones that are really ripe for automation?
So today, this can replace the SDR, right? This can replace the appointment setter today. That's where we are. That, you know, if you have a bunch of leads coming in your funnel, and then speed to lead is going to be incredibly important, especially if you're in one of these spaces where, you know, let's say you're doing home services, you're a roofing company. Well, if you don't pick up that phone and get back to that lead right away, and they have a leak in their house, they're gone, right? So there's some things that, you know, you're a plumbing company, you're a roofing company, you're some of these things where you need this done right away. I mean, you need this right now. Even if it's something else like health insurance, I don't know the difference between most of the brokers. So I find a broker online and, you know, I see, okay, they're rated 4 or 5 stars. And the first one who picked up, I'm probably going to talk to them and get a quote. And as long as the quote doesn't seem crazy, I might just as well go with that guy, right? So, you know, any of these guys who are getting leads in and they have a nice lead funnel that comes in, you don't want to have those leads drop off because you're not dealing with those people right away. And that's where this, I think, can really help folks out, in that speed to lead, and then reach it out in a natural language where, you know, we can say, hey, this is Dave, or this is Dave's assistant, you know, Cindy, and, you know, have them go back and forth with the person, book them in, and then just automatically put it on, you know, your calendar. And, you know, that is, again, for someone who does a lot of business and has a lot of leads, that's, you know, really our ideal client. And that's where I see the AI. It's not to replace going out for drinks and dinner with someone, right?
Makes sense. Now, a lot of my audience are those technology advisors that are working with small and mid-sized companies. And so as I'm thinking this through, they might be the right people to sort of help. Like, how does the integration work with the existing infrastructure and with the technical team at your clients? Like, what role is there for the IT team to be helping out with what you're implementing?
No, that's a great question. So we have an open API, right? Anyone can hook to it. We have direct web hooks that go into Facebook already. We have direct web hooks that go into, you know, that go to Outlook, you know. So anything within the calendars, anything like that, we've already built that out. So the integration is really easy. We just have this kind of sit between your leads come in from Facebook. We have them flow in here. It does the scheduling for you and puts it right onto the calendar. You know, that's really how this is sitting for most of the clients. And that's the use case that most of the clients are having right now. Where I see this going over time, you know, not just what we're doing, but, you know, altogether, I see the AI being hyper persuasive, that it's going to be better than any sales rep on earth. And the reason for it is simple. It's the same reason that the driverless cars are going to be better, and the same reason that the autonomous planes are going to be better. You can give it thousands of hours, hundreds of thousands of hours, billions of hours of driving time, right? You're never going to have billions of hours of driving time, thousands of years, millions of years worth. It's going to be impossible for an individual to have that amount of rep under their belt. And it's the same thing for sales. Even if you're a great sales rep, you know, and you're on 10 sales calls a day and you've been doing it for, 25 years, you're not going to have the amount of practice that the AI does. And with the information that's out there, where I see this going over the next couple of years, is the AI will know that everything you've ever written on X, everything you've ever written on Facebook, it will know your politics. It will know the issues that you care about. It will remember your kids' names. And it will be, hyper persuasive in how it explains things to people, plus having perfect knowledge of the product and perfect knowledge of, kind of the general world. So that's what I see happening. I see this replacing most of the sales, with the exception of the meeting greets. You're meeting the VP, going out for dinner and drinks. You're going to the conference and meeting the guys at the conference. I see all of the, lower level activities just being handled entirely by the AI.
Now, that could be taken as a pretty bold prediction, because that's, sounds super disruptive. What do you think is going to
happen? I'll take it one step further. AI, anything that's done on a computer, AI is going to do better, faster, and cheaper in the next year or two if it's not doing it already. Anything. Programming, security, graphic design, accounting, analysis, all of it is going to be done better, faster, and cheaper by AI in the next year or two, if it's not happening already.
So that great prediction. So that's just very disruptive to the sales professionals that are working here. What do you think happens to those roles in those organizations that are currently filled by humans? Do they go on to other customer tasks? What do you think that goes in a business?
I don't know. I think they'll end up doing something else. So if they're good and they know a lot about customers, they know a lot about workflows, and they might be able to add some value somewhere else in the organization, or they might move to. I think that in person IRL is going to get a lot more important, because if you don't see it with your own eyes, you're not going to be able to believe any video that you see anymore. You're not going to be able to believe anything you see on the internet. If you're not seeing it with your own eyes, you can't believe it. And even then, you got to be a little careful. Right now we can clone any voice, we can clone any face, we could take a picture of you and make you do anything, make you say anything. It would sound like you with your voice, and your mouth would move, it would look right. That's today's tech. Yeah, I see this being massively, massively, massively disruptive across the board. Where do the guys go? I don't know. They're going to do something else. There's going to be a huge change in jobs. This happens all the time. This happened with the Industrial Revolution. This happened with farming equipment coming into the fields. If you go back 200 years, 90% of people worked in the fields. If you asked them, what am I going to do? I wouldn't have it right. Well, you're going to be working during customer service, and you're going to be working doing sales, and you're going to be driving trucks, and these things didn't exist. So, I don't know. I just know it's going to change dramatically, quickly.
So you're a guy that spends a ton of time thinking about the sales process. What I want to square for me two statements you just made, because on one hand, you said we're going to eliminate a whole bunch of people. But at the same time, in real life, is going to become incredibly important in the sales process. Like, if you can't trust anything that you see online, but you've additionally moved the sales process online digitally and you can't trust it, and the buyers are looking for more in real life, how do you square those two competing tensions?
So I think that there's going to be a lot more in real life, because people are going to crave it. People are going to crave that human interaction. They're going to want to know who that they're dealing with. Because you can program the computer to say anything, right? You can use whatever voice you want. You can use whatever techniques you want. But they still want to look someone in the eye and shake their hand and know who they're dealing with on the other side. If you're doing a big multi-million dollar deal, I mean, if you look at how insurance companies work, right? They want to know you for years before they do a lot of major work with you. I sat on the board of a locum tenens company, and I remember they were looking at, you know, pricing from insurance companies, and these guys' process was 3 or 4 years, right? They said, they're not sure if they're going to quote this year. Maybe they'll quote next year. It was unbelievably long, and I was shocked. It's with me to this day, how long that sales process took, and it was because they didn't want to get burned. So, you know, I think it's going to be important from that standpoint. I do see the AI being hyper persuasive over time, just having perfect information. And I see just improving everyone's life in general. So it might not improve the life of the guy in the Philippines who's going to lose his job, right? But it's certainly going to improve the life of every person who has to call that customer support place. You know, if you're calling Comcast and you sit on hold for a half hour, it's a half hour of your life gone, usually during business hours when you're busy, right? Because you're trying to get something done, and then you get the runaround, you have to fight the automated system for 20 minutes, get through to someone. Usually they don't know what they're talking about. At least that's been my experience. So to have perfect information, you know, or pretty much perfect information, to have it know all of the technical data, to be able to have all of the most up-to-date offers, be able to answer that stuff instantaneously without having to look through notes. It's going to be super powerful. It's going to improve how people feel about it, right? People are going to, they're going to like it better than talking to someone in India or Pakistan. They just talk. They're going to like getting perfect information. They're going to like not having to wait on hold for 5, 10, 20 minutes. You know, not having to talk to 3 agents. I talked to Apple last night. I talked to 3 different agents, right? You know, I was on the phone with them for 28 minutes. Not a good process. And that's the norm.
So what advice are you giving to businesses to make sure they're ready to be effective in a world of this much AI?
I mean, just do it now. Don't wait. You don't have to wait for version 3 or version 4 or version 5. The technology is here now. It's advancing by the day. If you're using one of the main players, you're using OpenAI for, you know, LLMs, you're using Claude, you're using Minstrel, you're using something like that. It's just going to keep advancing without you doing anything, without you lifting a finger. It's just going to get better, you know, every month or two. Already the, you know, I remember when we're talking a year ago, right? A year and a half ago. You had about 4,000 characters that ChatGPT could have in its working memory, right? Tokens, I should say, right? 4,000 words. Well, Google just announced they're coming out with one with 10 million. It's increased 2,500 times in, let's give it, say, 2 years. I mean, the pace that this is moving is just unbelievable. I always tell people, you know, if it doubles every 3 months, that means it's a million times more powerful in 5 years. It's moving faster than that right now. Maybe it slows down to that pace where it's a million times more powerful in 5 years, but, you know, that's the math.
Well, there's a picture of the future. Thomas Ryan is the CEO and founder of Bigly Sales and the force behind AI sales agents, tools reshaping the sales landscape with AI sales solutions. He's got a track record of making a strategic vision happen and his leadership, including a remarkable 1,500% revenue growth at Barton & Associates. Thomas, how can people get in touch with you?
You can see us over at biglysales.com. Just come and hit the form and see the AI in action.
The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines. Post it at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button, follow, or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on this show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.